Chapter 2. The Audition. Dan and Tanya returned to the audition room. The room was full of young people, and a man was on the stage.
"Hi, everybody," he said. "I'm Sam Sinclair, and I'm here to find the pop group of the 21st century."
Everybody in the room applauded. Sam continued.
"There are a lot of people here today, so let's begin. Give your name, address and telephone number to Mike and his team here next to the stage, and they'll give you a number for the audition."
Dan and Tanya walked to the stage and got their numbers. Then they sat down and waited for their turn. Halfway through the audition, Lara came in quietly and sat down next to Sam. The girl on the stage at the time was terrible.
"She can't sing, and she definitely can't dance," Dan whispered to Tanya.
"And look at her dress," laughed Tanya. "It's horrible."
"Okay, next," shouted Sam.
"But I've got three more verses to sing," said the girl.
"Sorry, but we haven't got time for any more. Next," said Sam.
The girl left the stage, very unhappy.
"It's my turn next," said Tanya nervously.
"Don't worry, I'm sure you'll be fantastic," said Dan.
"Number 35,
shouted Mike.
"Come quickly, please."
"That's me," said Tanya.
Dan squeezed her hand.
"Good luck,"
he said. Tanya walked onto the stage. She felt very nervous. She walked to the microphone and took it.
"Tanya Jones, Dreaming," she said.
Then she started to sing, and she felt fine. Sam sat and listened attentively.
"She's fantastic," he said to Lara.
"Yes," said Lara, "but please remember your promise."
"Okay," said Sam impatiently. "But this girl is really talented. She's got a tremendous voice, and she looks very good on stage. People will love her. I hope Bianca is as good as her."
Lara didn't look happy. "I hope Bianca is as good as her, too," she thought. Then she turned to Sam.
"Let's hear Bianca first before you make a decision," she said.
When Tanya finished the song, everybody applauded. Tanya walked off the stage and felt very happy. She sat down next to Dan.
"Wow," said Dan. "You've got a fabulous voice."
"Thanks," said Tanya.
"I hope Sam thinks that too."
The audition continued. Suddenly, a voice on the microphone said,
"Bianca Turner, I did it my way."
"Look, Dan," Tanya said. "It's Bianca, and she's very beautiful. She looks like a pop star, doesn't she?"
"She's okay," said Dan, "but she's nervous."
"But I was nervous too," said Tanya.
"I didn't notice," said Dan.
"You were very natural on stage."
"Shh, she's starting," said Tanya urgently. "Let's listen."
Bianca sang the first verse of the song. Tanya and Dan sat in silence and listened to her.
"Don't worry, Tanya. Sam can't choose her," said Dan.
"Her voice is okay, but it's nothing special. You've still got a chance."
"Dan's right," thought Tanya. "Her voice is in tune, but she isn't a very good singer."
Dan looked at Sam and Lara.
"Look, Tanya, Sam and Lara are arguing," said Dan. "And Sam is angry. He has to choose Bianca, and he doesn't want to."
"Oh no, don't say that," said Tanya, upset.
Dan and Tanya sat in silence and watched the other singers.
"It's not fair," Tanya thought. "I really want to be in the band."
The last singer sang her song, and then Sam Sinclair walked onto the stage.
"Girls, that was fantastic. You were all fabulous, but unfortunately, I can't choose all of you. On Thursday, FameLab will phone the new lead singer and everybody else will get a letter in the post. Thank you for coming today."
Next, it was the guitarists.
a band walked on stage with their instruments. The first bass guitarist joined them. He played an old Bruce Springsteen song. Dan sat and listened. He wasn't nervous. On the contrary, he felt very confident. Soon, Mike shouted Dan's number. Dan walked on stage with his electric guitar, plugged it in, and began to play. Tanya stood at the side of the stage and watched his fingers move along the strings of the guitar. He looked very happy. "He's fantastic on stage," thought Tanya. The song finished, and Dan looked at Tanya and smiled. Then he waved to the audience, walked off stage, and stood with Tanya. "I think that went well. What do you think, Tanya?" he asked with a smile. "You were very good, Dan," said Tanya, and Sam seemed impressed too. "Let's go for a walk," said Dan. "I don't want to watch the other guitarists." "Okay," said Tanya. "But where do you want to go?" "Let's go and explore some more of this factory," said Dan. "I like old buildings. Maybe we'll find something interesting." Tanya and Dan left the audition room and walked down the corridor. It was very cold and their footsteps resounded. "It's scary here. I'm frightened," said Tanya. "And it's dark. I can't see anything. Can we go back?" "No, there's another room here. Let's go and see what's inside," said Dan. Tanya and Dan went into the room. There was a big window in the room and it was lighter there. Tanya walked towards the window and she saw something on the ground. She took it in her hand. "Hey, Dan, come and look at this," she shouted, excited. Dan walked to the window and Tanya showed him a pair of gold earrings. "Aren't they beautiful?" she asked. "They look very old and valuable," said Dan. "Yes, and I'm going to wear them," said Tanya with a smile. "But you can't keep them, Tanya," said Dan. "They belong to somebody, and they're probably trying to find them. We have to take them to a police station." "Don't be stupid," said Tanya. "This factory closed years ago. They won't find the owner now." Tanya put the earrings in her ears. "What do you think?" she asked. "I think that we have to take them to a police station," repeated Dan seriously. "Well, I like them, and I'm keeping them," said Tanya. "Come on, let's go back to the auditions."